Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. This is the first episode of I Love Movies of 2010, and since it is 2010, yeah, let's give it up for 2010. Two guys wanted to applaud, so I say let them. I'd like to get John Lithgow on the show this year. That's my goal, is to try to get him on sometime this year, because he was in the movie 2010, and he was awesome as the Trinity Killer in Dexter, so I can talk to him about that as well. Avatar wasn't the only movie last year with blue people in it. Patton Oswalt and his buddy painted their faces blue for their love of their sports team in the movie Big Fan, which is out on DVD Tuesday, January 12th. So get it and freak out at what a weirdo Patton can be, because he plays a total weirdo in the movie and he does it quite well. We do I Love Movies in front of a live audience at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles before Comedy Death Ray almost every Tuesday. I'm trying to do them every Tuesday this year, but there'll be a few dark weeks, as we say in the business, when we mean that there will be black people on. So Comedy Death Ray did a... I think I'm going to book all black people for Black History Month in February. So I'll probably only be doing one or half of a show. I don't have a lot of black friends in show business. UCB Comedy Death Ray. And we did a charity... they did a charity Christmas show here at Comedy Death Ray to raise money for the L.A. Food Bank, and they raised quite a bit, and part of it included an auction to basically... The prize for the highest bidder was to be a guest on I Love Movies, and I would like to now welcome the winning bidder, who donated $855 to be here, so be nice to him, everybody. It's Larry Zerner is here. Give it up for Larry. He's definitely got some ringers in the crowd. Some people are really into you, Larry. There you go. Now you get to see what it's like for the comics every week. You pulled the mic right out and got right into it.
We're good?
Yeah, talk right into it. All right. Like, so that you can, like, loud enough so you can hear that it sounds like it's amplified, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how much microphone experience you have.
Not a lot.
But we'll get to know you a little bit better as we bring out... Now, Larry got to have a hand in choosing the guests tonight. I said, you know, name some names you'd like to have on the show. and he started off with George Carlin, and I was like, this guy is ready for a sad awakening. Why do I have to be the one to break it to him?
Sam
but
Kinnison.
George Carlin and Sam, no. You named like five names.
Mitch
I was like,
Hedberg.
All dead, 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 dead. So then finally we got to some living people, and two of them are here tonight. Anybody that's into comedy loves both of these people. They practically don't need introductions. Please welcome Maria Bamford and Aziz Ansari. Right? Can you believe it? There you go. Aziz and the Bammer.
Yeah, I brought as an added prize all the movies that I bought from 7-Eleven over the past year.
This is an added prize for Larry?
Yeah.
You brought these for Larry?
Prize for anybody. I mean, Larry's already seen them. I quizzed him on all of them. He had seen all of them.
He's seen all these movies?
Yeah.
Knocked Up?
The Family Stone.
Family Stone? That was really moving.
A tour.
As in Out the Door. Stepford Wives. That was a swing and a miss. Barely a swing. Wedding Singer. Classic, of course. Sex in the City, the movie.
Did you have sex?
Mostly in Mexico, though, oddly enough. And then the American League. Splendor. How could you give this up? This is the most amazing movie of all time.
It's real good.
Also, I love this movie.
Least-selling film ever stocked in any 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Let's get that movie about the loner who draws comics. When we're standing in line with our Slurpee. It's an impulse buy.
That's the Vermont and Franklin 7-Eleven.
So and The Visitor was quite good, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Richard Jenkins should have won like an Oscar or something.
That's definitely an L.A. 7-Eleven. The 7-Elevens in South Carolina not stocking the indie hits. Do you guys have The Visitor? No fucking way. We have The Transporter 1-3, and that's it.
Has there been three of them already?
Oh, yeah.
Was the third one in 3D?
Oh, my God. They should go back. And even though it would be Transporter 4, they should just go back and just say Transporter 3D.
If you make a trilogy, the third one should be D. You should go 3D on the third one.
Or Transporter 4D.
No, that's too in my face. Now, Larry, you guys, I don't know if you know this about him, if you met him backstage or not, but he is an entertainment lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Here in Los Angeles.
Right.
So what's
very
like,
nice.
give us an example of some excitement entertainment law that you've had your fingers on.
Well, I sue people. I do copyright infringement lawsuits.
Yeah, so do you say you've been Larry Zernerated?
I do now.
Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be the bottom of every iPhone message.
That's going on my webpage.
So, but is there anything you could talk about that we would know about, or is it all like really technical?
A lot of the stuff is I can't, you know, really talk about. Although
really?
I did some work for UCB Theater.
Oh, really?
You sued the theater, right?
No.
That is not cool.
This is the greatest theater
did
ever.
Did you get involved when the neighborhood ended up being a bunch of assholes?
No,
I thought an asshole neighborhood situation.
I helped them protect their trademarks.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Well, I'm sorry about what I said about the people in the neighborhood. It's just this was a theater. This was like a non-profit, non-anything happening in it theater for the longest time. So I think the neighborhood that it's in got kind of used to not having the traffic that this theater brings in. So I know there's been some issues.
This is a rough crowd. It's a rough trade here.
Yeah, it is. Larry, let me just say that like this is a, you know, we could have gotten some guest on here that you know is just a fan of movies, but Larry is part of the history of cinema, because not only is he an entertainment lawyer that can't speak of anything that he's done, he is also one of the stars of Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D.
What?
Back when Part 3 was always in 3D except for The Godfather. And you played Shelley.
Right.
Shelley, who you've grown out of this Shelley role, because in the movie you were like the you're like what's his name? O'Connell. You're like Jerry O'Connell. Like, when he was younger, he did Stand By Me and he was fat, and now he's an adult, insanely handsome man. And that's what happened to you, right? Because you were like the pudgy... They called you Roly Poly at one point, I believed.
Yeah. It's like Jonah Hill and Superbad.
The first thing that anybody says to you in the movie is, God damn it, Shelley, why do you always have to be such an asshole? That's how you're introduced, how your character is introduced in the movie.
And I say, I'm not an asshole, I'm an actor. That's the line. And now
is that really what you say?
That's the line.
Maybe under the laughter I didn't hear it. Because I was like, oh, I got to see... I watched the end credits first to see which part you played. And then very early on in the movie, some character is going, Shelley, come over here! And then you walk out in a weird mask with a knife. And the great thing about Shelley in this movie is he's good with special makeup effects. And he's an outcast. And so to entertain everyone, when they go to the camp where 2 years earlier, one of the girls watched everyone else die at the hands of an insane serial killer... Larry thinks it's funny to constantly walk in as either a serial killer or a victim of a serial killer. He's always walking in with a hatchet in his head, and then everybody screams, and he goes, just kidding.
God, Larry, and, why do you have to be such an asshole?
Because then when he finally does get it, when Jason finally slits his throat, he comes in, and another character's like, quit it, Shelley. Uh-oh. And he's all like, but I'm really dying. But he doesn't say that because his throat's slit. You can't talk when your throat is completely slit from side to side. I can believe you could barely keep your head on. That was amazing. I didn't mean to turn this into a roast of you and your performance in that movie, but I was just so excited that I could go watch a movie because I saw it, of course, when it came out.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah.
But I love movies. What? But I also love how they have pot smoking characters in this Friday the 13th.
Stoner characters.
And they introduce them by one character pointing and going, the van is on fire! And they all run over there all anxious to put out the fire, and then there's just two people with their own private bongs. Two bongs. I don't know who's... Hey, keep your bong away from me. I've got my own. And they're a couple, too. They're like a romantic couple, and they have separate bongs. But I think it's just to create enough smoke to make everyone think the van is on fire and move the story forward. And then they get pulled over by cops, or they think they're about to be pulled over by cops. It's the old cops keep going because they're on their way to somewhere else. Gag. But then Shelley and everyone else eats a bunch of weed.
Right.
Because they think the cops are pulling them over.
Funny stuff.
It was nasty. They made us eat that stuff.
But it was just oregano or some shit.
Yeah, it was
right?
Oregano or something. It does not taste good.
They didn't make you eat real weed. Although I did once eat real weed because we had a bunch of it when we were going over the border into Canada. And Tommy Chong was in the car. And we were like, well, they're going to full cavity search us. So we ate a bunch of weed. And then... went through customs pretty easily. In fact, all the customs people just seemed to be excited that a celebrity of Tommy Chong's stature was there. And then after we drove away, I'm not going to name names, but Tony Kameen pulls a joint out of his pocket and goes, oh, I had this on me the whole time.
Well, there is a scene in the movie where they take the joint and it's in 3D and they put it out
into
the audience.
Oh my God. The 3D shit is amazing because it's like a horror movie. So like when somebody gets stabbed to their chest, the knife goes out into the audience. But they also can't resist yo-yo into the audience, baseball bat into the audience. Like every chance they get, they put something into the audience. So you're either being poked at or jumping from things jumping out. Like it's a very active movie, especially in my living room today. So that's great that you were in that. And then did you do much else after that? Or why did you get out of acting and into law?
I really couldn't top that role. That was... I had peaked.
Pretty cool one to go out on.
So,
and do you still juggle?
I can still juggle.
There's a scene where he juggles apples, and of course then they do an over the head shot, so the apples are like flying into the people watching the movie.
But that's the
and
best.
He's really good
that
at it.
That is the
he's
best angle to shoot
apples.
Juggling
it
from.
It doesn't come up in court.
Yeah, they shoot the popcorn. When they make popcorn, they shoot it from the same angle.
It's like, why are we suddenly up in the air looking down on something that's blowing up in our faces?
It sounds like they edited.
Doesn't make sense.
It sounds like they edited Jason into Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 3D that was playing at Disney World a few years ago.
And yeah, it's about to go away because Captain EO is coming back.
Oh.
Starring Doug Benson?
You know, I'm not the star of it, but I play almost as big a part as the tiny green elephant.
Larry, didn't you have a client who asked, who wanted to have her life story protected?
Oh, not a client, but someone called me and said they wanted to sue Back to the. They wanted to sue Universal because Back to the Future, the ride, was stolen from her life. True story.
Just celebrate your life.
I've got to hear this.
She spends a lot of time with Doc Brown.
She's always trying to...
Talking about gigawatts.
She's always
gigawatts?
Trying to, she's always trying to... She's always trying to test out his new equipment, and Biff always fucks it up!
He's such a butthead!
I said, the car goes where the Tyrannosaurus Rex almost eats? She said, yes! That's what happened.
Yeah. Did you get to meet the person that was the real-life Biff in her life? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I did not. I called security.
I take that case.
Let go of the ride and celebrate your blessings. You lived it.
One time when I was working at Warner Brothers, there was a funny phone message that went around. There was a woman that called up and said, "My name is Marvel Watkins, and I am tired of Marvel Comics and Marvel." Like, she really was trying to shut down the whole Marvel industry because her first name was Marvel. Her first name. I hope that was like a joke call because we all passed it around like it was real. Do you go to the movies a lot, Larry?
I do go to the movies.
What was the last movie you saw? And if you say Avatar, I'm climbing over this table and ending your life.
Well, that was the last...
Did you see it?
I saw it...
Did you see it the right way?
At the IMAX.
IMAX 3D?
IMAX 3D, yes.
Okay, you did it the right way.
And? It's a very good movie.
Very good. I like that. Not excellent, but very good.
I don't think it's Cameron's best movie.
I don't either.
Yeah, I watched like a little bit of Terminator 2 the other day, and I was like, man, this blows Avatar out of the water. It does. I think it's... What are you laughing at?
What are you laughing at? You
got some Terminator 2 haters here?
Do you think it's a 7-Eleven quality? Or?
I can't wait for the day that you could buy Avatar for $4.99 at the 7-Eleven.
That day will come.
Me neither.
It's going to take a while, though. Boy, it's breaking every record there is. It's
pretty crazy.
It's huge. And that's the thing. Is like I've written like silly, you know, mean reviews of movies for years. And every once in a while you get somebody like, Matrix 2 was better than you said it was. But, you know, people cling to a movie that's like, really? But in the case of Avatar, I got so much negative feedback from anything negative about it.
What was the review? Did you do like the Twitter review thing you did?
I did like a three words or less review, and since it was the holidays and the aliens are called Na'vi, my review was Fleece Na'vi Dud. But people lost their minds on Twitter. I got so many angry responses, like, wow. And a lot of you weren't high enough, you didn't see it in 3D, you didn't see it in IMAX, like all these accusations. And so I went back a second time and saw it high in 3D and IMAX. I did everything they told me to do, and it was better. It was definitely better. It was still not. I've loved James Cameron over the years. Probably one of my favorite directors, all told. You know, like, because sure. Every movie he does has some amazing sequences in it. But he needs to get his shit together on story and characters that like you care about. Because he gets more and more like how George Lucas did with the last three Star Wars movies. The technology is more important than the.
They were
than
more concerned
anything
about
else.
Whether they could, though they weren't concerned about whether they should.
That's right.
It's so powerful.
A line from Terminator 2. I heard a lot of people...
He does have a lot of good... It's weird how, like, you know, like the villain in Avatar, to me, wasn't compelling or scary.
Yeah, he was like... To me, it reminded me, like, of the villain in, like, Ernest Goes to Camp, where it's just like, all
I'm gonna destroy that land.
Yeah, like that was all he.
Yeah. Well, his first line is, "You're not in Kansas anymore." Well, you're the hackiest piece of shit I've ever heard. They said that in The Matrix, which also took place in the future. Are they really clinging to The Wizard of Oz that tightly in the future? Haven't we at least moved on to Wicked? Can't we just quote that? Maria, have you been to the movies lately?
What I do is I stop by my 7-Eleven and I check out the titles there and I see what's trickled down. And we all know about trickle-down theory.
Trickle-down movie-nomics. I like it.
Is that the cream of the crop is the only thing that makes it.
That is kind of true. I mean, all these movies, like, they don't sell, like, terrible, well, Steffer-wise, but, you know, most of them aren't terrible.
They're way more respectable than what you would think would be the 7-Eleven selection.
Yeah. They're much better than...
Even, like, if you guys, like,
Maria definitely had to dig through the thing.
Even if you go to, like, a Best Buy nowadays, like, the selection's pretty bad. They just have, like, whatever, like, the three recent movies, and then, like, you can't find,
they got
like,
thousands
any other
of them
stuff.
Sitting out front trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Have you been to the movies, Aziz?
The last thing I saw was Avatar, but I watched some movies on the plane when I was coming back. I watched that documentary, The Cove. Has anybody seen that?
Oh, that's all about those people that rape and kill dolphins.
Yeah, these, like, mean Japanese dudes
not
kill dolphins.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah,
it's awful. Yeah. It's awful what's happening with
Doug.
Dolphins.
What about the? What about the?
I don't really have a comedic take on that dolphin killing, but.
What about the Stoner
Thank God
movie?
Schindler's List came out years ago, so you didn't bring that up. But what was you watched that on the plane? You mean you watched it on your own computer?
No, it was one of the movies.
What?
Yeah.
Dolphin Murderers is a movie on a plane?
Yeah.
The only thing more depressing than that is Up. And then what else did you see on the plane?
Watch that. I watched Zombieland, which I enjoyed. And
Zombieland was on the plane?
Yeah.
They're just showing anything on planes now.
Yeah.
They don't edit it, so you were on Virgin.
I was on Virgin Australia,
okay.
Yes. Sure.
Oh, Virgin Australia.
Yeah.
So when did you just come back?
I got back on Sunday.
So was the security, international security, a horrible, horrible bitch?
On the way back, they once you got to the gate, they patted you down. Like, at the gate, there was a second level of security, and they patted everyone down. But they didn't, like, pat your balls. It's kind of like, well, I mean, didn't the guy...
That's where the shit's going to be, right?
Yeah, so it's like, that guy would have...
You're missing the sweet spot.
Literally, that guy would have been fine if he went through the same security thing. He would have been fine because it was in his balls. So it's like... What are we doing here, man? Like, pat my balls.
They should just have a ball tapping machine. You, like, straddle it and it goes, you know, it just cracks your balls. And if it makes a flesh noise, you go through. If it makes any kind of, if it hits anything hard or if you explode, then they don't let you on the plane. That's smart.
If you give the guy a 20,
yeah,
he'll pat your balls.
It's literally going to become like, they're going to have to make a plastic thing that you just, like, seat your balls in. It's like, no bomb.
What about the anus? Hey, we're not going to get into people's private areas.
Yeah. I was reading
just the balls.
I was reading this article, like, about how they do security in airports in, like, Israel, and, like, they don't do any... That guy's...
Guy over there got a handy J, it sounds like. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Israel security.
Hell yeah, man. They don't fuck
around,
bro. I
go through twice. Once, cigarette. Twice, sleep.
But, like, there, like, they don't do any of the stuff we do. It's more just, like, kind of training them and, like, technology. It's like they just, like, ask people questions and just, like, check for,
yeah,
you know, just, like, psychologically and nervousness and things like that. And they just have just smarter things technologically. Like, in there, like, each station has, like, this huge glass case that can put any kind of explosive thing in, and it'll withstand, you know, like, an insane impact, so they don't have to, like, evacuate airports or anything. And but they don't do any of the stuff we do, and it's...
They just go up and say, did you like Avatar? And anybody goes, yes, they take them to a secondary... That's a lot of people. That's pretty much everyone. I've never had such feedback, like, people so angry. They love
the Avatar.
Why do you think they love it so much?
Well, people like to be taken somewhere.
It's good to see the Blue Man Group finally
expanding their Vegas show into a motion picture that you can.
Why don't they make complicated into 3D? Like that'd be really, you know, just like emotional stuff into 3D. Be good.
Why do you keep doing this to me?
We'll get there with Shrek 3D, I think.
Why can't I get a date? And then you just like really get in there.
It like the tears are shot from like up here, yeah. Rolling down into the screen.
Doug, did you see It's Complicated? Because it's all that, you know, the drug stuff in there. It's
yeah. There's a lot of thanks, Larry. There's a lot of thanks for bringing it back to me. There's a lot of John Krasinski, Steve Martin, Meryl Streep, and Alec Baldwin are all on the list now of people that smoke on screen and also act like it's no big deal. And and It's Complicated got an R because of that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, there's no swearing. Although there is a scene. Do you guys mind if I say like a funny part, even though you maybe haven't seen it yet, but the movie's not that hilarious, so you don't even have to You really don't even have to see it. I'll tell you the best part, and then you can go later. You can go, you know. For some reason, because of like a complicated mix-up and people are like trying to cover for each other, Meryl Streep has to say, "Yeah, I like a lot of semen," at one point. And it's so funny to me, like on another level. Like, it's funny that a character in a movie would have to lie and say, "I like a lot of semen," to get out of a situation. But then also for it to be like the great actress Meryl Streep. And thinking about her having a lot of semen
literally semen, like it's not supposed to be like it.
No. Semen, she's talking like about Navy men. no, like semen. Like that's why I can't even describe to you how it got to that point where she has that line.
Semen?
She has to go. It just seemed like, well, maybe that's why it's an R, and maybe not the pot smoking.
Movies like that where they wanted to take a vacation together, all the actors, and so we're like watching their pictures of Alaska on a cruise, like the movie is, you know, that movie Wild Hogs, like that's basically.
Yeah, they just had a nice bike ride across the country, or from here to Visalia, and. Or across Toronto, and they call it a movie. Yeah, it's amazing. Sure. Like, but sometimes when a bunch of people that like each other are having fun making a movie, it ends up being the greatest thing ever.
Yes.
You know, like Cannonball Run 2. You know, it can happen. Or, you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, that's the interesting thing about those kind of collaborations is, like, either the fun is... Either the audience gets involved in the fun or they just sit there staring at it going, why did you...
You get Ocean's 12.
Or 13. 13, they gave the big, we're sorry about 12 speech, and then 13 was worse than 11 or 12.
Whoa.
Right?
I never seen any of the Ocean movies.
None of them?
No.
That's probably because you want to work in this town, and you talk shit about them. That's 13 actors that you pissed off. and one director who made The Informant! Like when you go up to the box office to buy a ticket, you have to go, The Informant!
Have you had any directors, like, you know, like tap you on Facebook and say, listen,
I appreciate what you said about my movie. No, I haven't.
All right.
I look forward to that, though.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I made a reference to the Goodyear blimp on Twitter, and sometime next month I'm going to get to go ride in it.
What?
Yeah, it's that easy. All you gotta do is fucking mention the fucking blimp, and then next thing you know, a guy with the Twitter name Blimp Commander. I'm just gonna go to some guy in a shack who's gonna whip out his giant hog and say, ride the blimp. Now they're gonna rescind. If they hear this, they're gonna rescind the offer. They wanted some good, clean Twitter advertisement. But I'm so excited because when I do it, I'm gonna tweet. I'm on a blimp, because that's definitely better than being on a boat. That's a notch higher in specialness. Okay, so we got some movie games we need to play. We need to play them quickly because time is running out. Okay. I wanted to do a build a title because I think this is a good title to build off of the motion picture starring Larry Zerner. Who in the end credits, did you get mad that the end credits were in alphabetical order? That was kind of a fuck you to Larry Zerner. Okay, so
did I get a 3D credit in the opening credits? And it pops
up. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. The credits at the beginning are like fucking Superman, you know, with the where they come out of the screen. But when you just rent the DVD and watch it in your home, it just looks like they drew it. They drew it so it looked like it was coming out, but it's not coming out at all. Not even as much as in the Superman movie. But it did say Larry Zerner, and what's the chick's name above you?
Catherine Parks.
Catherine Parks, Larry Zerner, they both shoot out.
If you have the glasses at home, can you watch it at home 3D?
I don't think so.
There is a 3D.
There's probably a version, but I got the one from Netflix. It's probably like not 3D.
Fucking Netflix.
It's really funny watching a 3D movie where they're constantly sticking, you know, a broom out, and you're at home and you don't have the glasses on. And you're like, I get what they're trying to do, but they're not even getting beyond this my flat screen. Okay, so we'll start with the title Friday the 13th, Part 3. And the idea is that you add other movie titles to the title. We'll start with Larry because he's familiar with the game and also with the title. So you need to come up with a movie that ends in Friday or begins in the word 3.
All right. Friday the 13th, Part 3, Men and a Baby.
I love it. Oh. See how easy that is?
Very nice. Very nice.
Three men... and a baby. All right. So now we'll go to Aziz. You need to give me a title of a movie that begins with the word baby or ends with the word Friday. You only have a few seconds to think.
Friday the 13th, Part 3, Men and a Baby Stay Out.
Yes. Okay, Maria. A movie that ends in Friday or begins in Out.
Okay. Friday the 13th, Three Men and a Baby...
Baby's Day Out
of Africa.
Yeah, that might be a stopper. I don't know any movies that start with Africa.
Whoa,
Africa, wow. It's an old nature movie. Okay, so we're back to Larry. You have to come up with something that ends in Friday or begins in Africa.
Friday the 13th, Part 3, Men and a Baby's Day Out of Africa. Catwoman?
Wow. Larry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the room.
Somebody, this is from all playing at home.
Practiced, yeah. Okay, so now we're back to Aziz. Ends in Friday or begins in Woman?
That's what I Freaky say. Friday.
Oh, the 13th. You don't have to say the whole thing. Okay.
I thought that was part
Maria,
of the challenge.
It's fun when we say the whole thing at the end, but
okay.
We got time issues.
Okay.
Sure. Maria, something that ends in freak or freaky?
Oh.
Or free even?
Or begins with woman? Woman.
Start with woman.
Or man?
Woman.
Or Africa or Africa woman?
Well, Larry set a precedent with the Africa woman, so.
Oh. Mansfield Park.
What?
Mansfield Park?
Mansfield Park, all right. That's weird.
It's a British comedy.
Freaky Friday the 13th, Part 3, Men and a Baby's Day Out of Africa. Catwoman, Mansfield Park. Gotta pronounce it right. All right, back to you, Larry, this nightmare you've created.
Wow.
It's gotta begin with park, and it can't be Parks and Recreation. That's television. Yeah. And
TV is just as good.
Thursdays at what time is these?
Thursdays at 8:30. 7:30 Central.
7:30 Central. Don't forget the Centrillians. This is broadcast all the way to Centrillia. Larry, what do you got? Ends in freaky or begins in park?
Don't look at me, Larry.
I'll have to pass.
Oh, Larry. What do you got, Aziz? Anything? Might be stoppers.
I got one. Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
What's yours? For it. I was going to try to weasel.
Mine's Born Free Key Friday. The 13th Part 3, Men and a Baby's Day Out for Catwoman. Mansfield Park. I always fucked that one up. Mansfield Park.
Every Catwoman Mansfield.
Can anybody think of a movie that ends in Born? I don't think there is one, is there?
Star is Born.
Bam!
Star is Born. No reason a woman with a large star.
What ends in Star?
I got one.
Star, what?
Rock Star, starring Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God. How not rock star? That guy's more rock star just walking down the street than he was with that wig and the band and the whole thing. Okay, and then we need one that ends in rock. I'm still trying to think of something that begins in park.
The Rock.
Oh, The Rock.
All right. Let's call it a day right there then.
Okay, good.
The rock star is born Freaky Friday the 13th, part three, Men and a Baby's Day out of Afro-Cat Womb Mansfield Park.
Yay!
Yay.
Wow. Good work. Yeah, boom.
All right, let's do some Leonard Maltin before we finish up here. Three contestants. First person to 2 points is going to take this thing down. I've got my Leonard Maltin app on my phone. And let's get some contestants. You guys want to play for some fabulous prizes? Why are you pointing to each other? You guys want to be a team? All right. But now I can only pick one of you, though. That would be unfair to pick both of you. Right? She can go? All right. What's your name? Aaron. Okay. Who would you like to play for you? Larry or Maria or Aziz? All right, Aziz, you're playing for Aaron. And what's your name, sir?
Andrew.
Probably a little young to be called sir. And who do you want you to play for you, Larry or Maria?
Maria?
Now, why would you guys do this to Larry? Why does he have to be the last picked? He's an adult now.
No, Larry's got to take the fall. Larry's got to take the fall.
I was joking around. Okay, so you get Larry. What's your name?
Kyle.
All right, Kyle and Larry. And what's your name again? Andrew?
Andrew
and Maria. Yeah. And Aaron and Aziz.
Once you're Shelley, you're always Shelley.
What?
Once you're Shelley, you're always Shelley.
Andrew gets the 7-Eleven library no matter what.
God damn it, Shelley. Why do you just have to be such an asshole? It's a good thing I had that written down. I never would have remembered it. Okay, so we're going to play... these movies are all courtroom movies. Movies that take place in or around a courtroom. Mm-hmm. And we'll start off with Larry since he's in entertainment law.
Whoa. Oh.
And we'll let him pick... Would you like a courtroom movie from 1992, 79, or 82?
Let's
Larry?
Go 79.
Here we go. It's going to be exciting. All right. So this movie, Leonard Maltin gives it 4 stars. Takes place in and around a courtroom. And let me give you another clue. Oh, another clue is it's beautifully crafted. That's what Leonard says. He says it's beautifully crafted. And there is a total of 7 names, Larry. How many names do you think you can get it in out of 7?
I'll go 5.
5 names. Aziz, can you do it in less, or do you say to Larry, name that movie?
I'll do it in 4.
You can do it in 4. Maria?
Andrew, I'm going to do it in 2.
Whoa!
Maria jumps to 2.
You didn't even have to go.
Larry,
to.
What do you think? 2 names, or you think you can do it in less? Do you already have an idea what it is?
Yes.
You do?
Whoa.
So you think you can do it in 1 name?
I'll try.
This will be the lowest ranked cast member that they list. It's only 7 names, though, so it's...
But I don't want to...
Could Maria theoretically try to do it in 0 names?
She said 2.
No, but could she say 0 at this point? Or
she just could have, okay. But
oh,
she
okay.
said
now,
2. Now
okay,
he has
now
to go 1-0 or name that movie.
I'll try 1.
Larry says 1. So now, Aziz, you have to say either 0 names or name that movie.
I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, Larry. The 1 name from this 19th... Whenever.
This is so freaking intense.
79. It was beautifully crafted. Leonard Maltin gave it 4 stars, courtroom drama.
4 stars.
And the name is Jo Beth Williams.
And Justice for All.
That's an awesome guess.
Oh.
But it's Kramer versus Kramer. I thought you might remember Jo Beth Williams in that because she's the one Justin Henry runs into naked. She's naked in the hallway and has to cover up her good areas.
Her privacy?
Her privacy. She has to put a do not disturb sign on her vagina. The little kid's like, I want ice cream. All right, so Aziz gets the point for that. Well done, Aziz.
Very nice, very nice.
We'll start with Maria on this next one. Mm. Okay, Maria.
Yeah.
do you want a movie that came out in 57, 92... Or 82?
92.
She's going 92. Here we go. Len gave this 3 stars. This is about right, in my opinion. Some people might think it's better than that. It's from 1992.
3 stars, 1992.
Yeah, he also says that it has a smashing climax.
Courtroom.
So
smashing climax.
So Leonard Maltin gets an attack of the British occasionally. and uses expressions like smashing.
And he likes a lot of sperm. He likes a lot of semen.
Shelley, why do you have to be? Okay, there's 14 names, Maria. 14 names. How many do you think you can get it in?
I'll say 14.
14 names. Larry?
13?
13, says Larry.
I'll say four names.
Four names. Big leap. Big leap to Maria. You can go three names. Name that movie.
Name that movie.
Well, she says name that movie. All right.
Oh, shit, it's the bottom four.
Name that movie. Damn. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if you can get it. It's an interesting bottom four.
92? All right, let's go.
All right. 92. Noah Wiley. Do you know what movie it is?
Why are you such an asshole, Larry? I don't know. Noah Wiley.
It's Shelley when you call him an asshole.
Oh, sorry.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is in this movie.
Oh, yeah, I think I know that.
Wolfgang Bodison, whoever that is. Apologies to the Wolfgang Bodison family. Bodison, I don't know. And then Matt Craven, who I have an interesting piece of trivia about.
I think this is A Few Good Men, right?
That's correct. A Few Good Men.
All those days spent on the Cuba Gooding Jr. Wikipedia page have paid off.
Matt Craven, you know, people probably don't know him by name, but he was Hardware in Meatballs. He was like and he's been a character actor ever since. Whenever he shows up, I'm like, that's the guy from Meatballs. All right.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. So where do we have to start this time? Since Aziz got it right, we'll start with Maria again.
Oh, God.
Or does Aziz got 2 points already?
I do.
I think he's won already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you did.
That's
congratulations
cool.
to Aaron.
Yay.
But those other two guys, they get a good consolation prize.
Yeah, yeah.
They do. They get to each pick. We'll do two names this time, who they think that I should call a shithead at the end of the show.
Shelly?
Oh, my God. That's not nice at all.
Aziz.
Wow. Wow. It got really personal this time. It's usually like some actor or something, celebrity.
That really felt like part of the Aziz backlash. That seemed genuine, like calling him a shithead.
Well, he didn't say Randy. That would be the backlash if they was like taking on Randy. Or, what's your name
Andrew
on Parks and Rec? Ron or something?
Tom.
Like that? Tom. I just knew it was a name that's not Aziz. It's more of a... Okay. Let's do one more, though, really quick, just for the fun of it, and then I'll give out the prizes, and we'll do some plugs, and we'll get out of here.
Okay.
And Comedy Death Ray will start for all the nice people who came to see that. Larry, let's let you... I'm just going to pick one. I'm going to pick from 1982, and we'll start the bidding with Larry. 4 stars. Leonard says, look carefully for Bruce Willis as a courtroom spectator.
This is what year?
Look real carefully.
What year?
This is 1982. So this is like probably like pre-moonlighting.
I got it.
Before Bruce Willis got discovered. You really have it?
Die Hard.
There's 10 names, Larry.
8.
8 names you can get it in. Aziz?
This is 82?
Yeah. What are you trying to say? You're too young?
No, yeah. But I don't know. It's new, more recent stuff, probably better.
What's like a recent courtroom movie? I couldn't think of any really recent ones.
I thought one of them might be that. What's that thing? One of those John Grisham things.
Oh, that's what this is.
Oh, fuck.
I'm just kidding. Okay, Maria.
What's the one with
how many names
Kramer
did you say?
One less than what Larry said.
All right, one less than. What'd you say?
Eight.
Okay, so seven. Maria, do you think you can get in 6 or less?
No.
No?
Let's say 6, yeah. Why not?
Okay, she says 6, Larry.
You know, my goal here was to get 1, so I'll go 4.
He's going 4. Do you want to let him show off and get 1?
Name that movie, Larry.
All right, here we go, Larry. All
right, Larry.
Aziz will have won all the points if you don't get this one.
Larry's going to go home to his shelf of like courtroom drawings like, you trained for this!
It's going to be angrier than Tobey Maguire and Brothers. Okay, spoiler alert. James Handy. What are you looking it up on your phone?
That is not...
James Handy. Roxanne, yes, he doesn't have to go home to the shelf. He's got the app, too. He's been practicing with the app. Roxanne Hart. She was in a few things. Can't think of any right now. Lindsay Krause. Married to David Mamet for a period of time, I believe. And in all of his movies, ruining them. And then... No, she was good in that one about the trick. And then...
House of Games.
Julie Bavasso. Maria did the I think I know it inhale, but she's kidding. Okay, so those are the four names. Those are the four names you get.
I got it for a second.
I'm just going to start reading the description and say it as soon as you know it.
What was
I won't
the last
say the lead
said?
Actor's name.
What was the last name you
Julie
said?
Julie Bavasso.
Yeah, you didn't
she played like the mom in Moonstruck, I think. She was kind of always like older Italian lady. I think she's the one that's she's a witness in the trial. She's like a maid. But the description goes...
Oh, it's The Verdict.
Yeah, that's it.
Yay,
you
did it.
You just got Zernerated.
Larry
Zerner.
I wanted to be a nurse.
Oh, wait. I got to write down who the shitheads are before I forget. Okay. And then thank you, Larry Zerner, especially for contributing $855 to the...
Thank you, Larry.
LA Food Bank.
Very cool.
It was such a success with you. We didn't get some, you know, weirdo that just sat here and didn't know what to do. So we'll try it again next year, and you can... try to bid even more if you want to come back again.
Doug, I got to say, this was like such a treat.
Oh my God, he's got something in his pocket.
He's got a gun.
That's the part where, that's the part where a gun comes out. It's like...
This was, it's another $1,000.
You're adding another $1,000
wow.
to the $855. It's Scott Aukerman here.
Really cool.
It's Scott Aukerman around. Scott Aukerman from Comedy Death Ray. That's amazing. That is amazing. Maria's going to take off early. She's got to go. She's got a big stack of movies to watch. I thought she brought those to give away. She is absconded with them. I think we told her there are a bunch of good movies. She's like, oh, I'm going to hang on to these.
I haven't seen all these.
Did but I spell Benson right?
Thank you, Larry. He wrote donation directed by Larry Zerner. That's really fun. Oh, there's Scott Aukerman. Do you want to say something?
There's foundation director Scott Aukerman.
Well, he's not really a director of a foundation, but here we go. Here's the check.
Thank you, Larry Zerner, for this fantastic donation. This will help a lot of hungry people this Christmas, 11 months from now.
Yeah, just in time, just in time. That's awesome.
A bargain.
Should have saved that for the very end. This part's not as exciting. Anything you'd like to plug in your life, Larry? Any things coming up that you want people to come and hang out?
There's a big Friday the 13th convention next August.
Whoa.
Where?
In Texas.
Austin, Texas?
In Dallas.
Dallas?
Oh, are you going to go? Do you sign things?
Every actor.
Dallas?
Wow, it's just Friday
How
the 13th,
dare you bring up
huh?
Texas it's and it's not Austin. Cool. All right, and Maria?
Do you guys look down on, like, the new Friday the 13th people? Like, get the fuck out of here.
Posers.
Funny People is newly out on DVD, if you want to see Aziz in that. He's very funny in that, and they're still rolling forward to develop the character and do more with that?
We're developing a couple, and we'll see one of them is that, so we'll see what happens.
Nice. And Maria, I believe, is on the extras on the Funny People DVD doing stand-up comedy,
Good, good. I hope I'm glad I made it.
Maybe you didn't.
Maybe not. It's cool.
I just heard you were on it. I heard a rumor.
Oh, okay. Feels
what
good.
Else is going on?
I will.
Feels great.
I'll be at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. It's one of the premier comedy clubs.
It's nice. It is nice.
Central Michigan.
What's the dates?
It is January 14th through the 18th.
14th through the 18th. All right, so we'll try
exciting.
To get this podcast
drink
up
specials.
Before then.
Ladies, come out Thursday. No, no smoking and lots of great drink specials.
Comedy Death Ray, the Comedy Death Ray podcast, which we've all been on, and my podcast, this one we're listening to right now, or doing right now, are going to combine for a performance at the Punchline in San Francisco during Sketchfest on Saturday, January 16th at 5 o'clock. It's only $10 to get in. Punchline in San Francisco, go to livenation.com to buy tickets. And I'll be doing
other shows at Well at the Sketchfest, including the Benson Interruption. And don't forget that my first CD, which is one of the prizes I have to give to Aaron. I almost forgot to do that. Aaron, you get my first CD, Professional Humoredian, which is available on AST Records. You get a T-shirt that says Too Trunk to Dweet. You get a copy of the screenplay of Slumdog Millionaire, which I know who hasn't been dying to read how that turns out. What happened to that kid in Standing in Shit? Did he go on to win $1 million? And then a very cherished possession. I'm very excited to have one of these to give you, the Comedy Death Ray calendar for 2010, which is very nice if you didn't get a hold of one of those. So those are all the prizes for Aaron. Thanks to my guests, auction winner Larry Zerner, the great actor, great thespian and entertainment lawyer, Maria Bamford, Aziz Ansari. Yeah, go ahead, applaud for everybody. I'm Doug Benson. And as usual, Shelley and Aziz, sorry Aziz and Shelley, you're not really Shelley, but Shelley and Aziz are shitheads.
There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug.